This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
7:48 in the morning, you're listening to The Morning Run with Shazana Xiaoning and Chen Li. Now, according to their website, Majlis Amanah Rakyat, or MARA, is directly translated into English as Council of Trust for the People. And MARA is responsible for developing, encouraging, facilitating, and fostering economic and social development in the Federation, particularly in rural areas. So what happens when questions of integrity in MARA and its related agencies arise?
So one such subsidiary of MARA, namely the investment holding company MARA Corp, is currently under investigation by the MACC for allegations of abuse of power by several officers of the agencies. So MARA Chairman Dato Sri Aziza Mohamed Dun has pledged full cooperation with MACC, saying that MARA is committed to ensuring that its integrity is preserved and will never compromise on any abuse of power and malpractice involving public interest.
Now, this corruption probe has put the spotlight not just on MARA Corp, but also on the network of subsidiaries and institutions under the MARA umbrella. Ultimately, the question we're asking today is MARA fulfilling the mandate that it was set out to do, and does this government behemoth need reforms?
So for more on this, we have with us economist Dr. Noong Sari A. Radi. Good morning, Dr. Noong Sari. Thanks very much for joining us today. Could you help us situate MARA Corp, the subsidiary, within the bigger picture of MARA, the agency? What was MARA Corp set out to do, and how does its role fulfill the mandate that MARA is tasked with?
Okay, I'll have to give you the third-party external view, not the official view, based on what a year that I was on the Majlis itself. So I think some time back, even MARA realized that actually it had too many subsidiaries. So, that was involved in various things, from property development to fund management and education and all these things. So I think they set up this MARA Corp as a holding company and put all the subsidiaries within this one company called MARA Corp. So that's I think was the reason for why MARA Corp came into being. Now the bigger question is actually, having done that, what would be the objective? Was it to wind down all the subsidiaries? Is it to exert more control and influence the direction, improve governance, or is it to grow the thing? So when I was on the council, I think my fellow council members at the time, we were of the view that actually, having done that, then MARA Corp should then effect some consolidation and exiting some of the businesses that the subsidiaries were in. So just to give you a view between what the statutory entity is doing and its subsidiaries within MARA Corp is doing.
So, Dr. Noong, I want to ask then, what do you think should MARA Corp's main mandate be? What should its agenda be?
I think it should not just be about MARA Corp. It should be about MARA. I think the bigger question, the existential question, is MARA. I think you started off by saying just now that actually, what is MARA's mandate? What is it supposed to be doing? The existential issue of MARA will influence what MARA Corp does and whether or not MARA Corp should even exist, actually, whether some of these businesses, they should be involved in some of this. So actually the question is the direction and reform of MARA. The subsidiary question is actually then what happens to MARA Corp and the businesses and the things that it's doing. I mean, MARA predates a lot of other so-called Bumiputra entities, right? MARA predates PNB, MARA predates PHB, MARA predates Equinas, Tekun and whatnot. So I think for things that these entities are doing, fund management, equity participation, property development, whatever, property management, funding of small businesses and so on, I think MARA should not be in those businesses because they're already specific entities doing those things. So that's my view. I'm not sure whether that's shared in MARA.
So what have there been previous issues with regard to governance of MARA Corp?
Well, this I think if you recall, some years back there was I think there's an ACC case also. There was some dodgy stuff going on in terms of buying properties in Australia or was it in the UK and so on. I think that was the impetus for setting up MARA Corp to bring. See, MARA, the entity, the statutory body, is not really designed, in my view, for investment purposes, for running businesses. So, you got people running wild doing things. So I think issues of governance, surely, you know, not just on Mara Corp, the subsidiaries, but also on Mara itself. I think my view is that you have to start at Mara. Then once that governance is clear, purpose is clear, then with the proper limits of authorities, between, you know, what the minister does, what Majlis Mara does, what management does, I think we can get somewhere. But it's a question of existential. Why do I exist and what do I do? Kind of thing that should be answered first.
Right, right. I mean, I think you mentioned that that's the key place to start. I mean, if you had the clean slate, you know, what kind of reforms or how would you answer this question, if I may?
I would actually, you know, when I was appointed, you know, in what was it, 2018, I really took a detailed look at the Akta itself, Akta Mara itself. You know, what was the purpose of it? So it was quite clear. It says that actually for rural development, and that's why it's located within the Ministry of Rural Development. It didn't say anything else. It just say rural development. I mean, if I want to be whatever, it didn't even say Bumi Putra, you know. It says rural development. Mm-hmm. And then as in all entities, statutory entities, it evolved or maybe it mutated or it metamorphosized or whatever. It became bigger, but... It became bigger, but it wasn't quite clear what it wants to do. But if I look back in terms of effectiveness on rural development, I would just focus Mara on people development. I mean, education, training, you know, TVET stuff, and a bit of sponsorship. So that's it. And training towards a certification of, say, small businesses. That's it. None of this business stuff.
But now it is involved in all these businesses, right, Dr. Nongsari? So how do we... Okay. But till they do, and if they do at all, how do you implement better control? Isn't that the issue at heart now?
Yeah.
That there doesn't seem to be as much control as it ideally should be?
Yes. I think if what it was before, when you have hundreds of subsidiaries and subsidiaries with subsidiaries, and you have Majlis Mara at the center trying to manage these things, there's no way it can be done. And because Mara is not men and designed to handle this sort of investment management, like a group corporate structure. You know, I mean, why do they have a subsidiary that makes profit and then pay tax? You know, that's kind of ridiculous. If you can do it inside the statutory entity and not pay tax, for example. But anyway, the governance has to start at Mara, right? That's why the Mara Act is important, because the ministers can actually appoint CEOs of subsidiaries, not the Majlis itself. So that's a problem, right? So that's why I think in the meantime, before we do all these things, I think parliamentary oversight will be the first thing before we can amend all this other stuff that I spoke about.
Mm. And Dr. Nong, I think, again, this does require somewhat of an overhaul and a lot of discussion and debate. But what do you think would be the main challenge to any reforms actually taking place when it comes to Mara?
I think, if you were just targeting Mara, as you know, you're going to have a lot of, you know, feedback. If you should start with what they already have agreed between this government and the opposition, right?
Mm.
Parliamentary reform. If you do that, it's about an institutional reform in a broad sense, whose improvement will then actually improve the governance of Mara. If you try to tackle Mara as Mara, I mean, a whole bunch of people, you know, running around and screaming, all sorts of things. But if you do it as an institutional reform, which should be on the table, right? Should be table in parliament soon in terms of parliamentary oversight, then all this dodgy stuff can probably be minimized, not just in Mara, but overall. But you target just Mara Corp, there will be a lot of champion lah shouting all over the place.
Mm.
I have one final question for you, Doc, and that's about the fact that, you know, we have a fair bit of government agencies and question marks over mismanagement. Is parliamentary oversight the only way to go about resolving this?
Parliamentary oversight would entail also relooking at the specific acts of parliament.
Mm.
See, my view, and I've said it even in this show before, that actually ministerial powers are too broad and too wide. And I don't think there's even a cabinet oversight on some of these ministerial decisions. So parliamentary oversight would then lead perhaps to relooking at the statutes themselves. And then actually Ministers, of course, have the right to appoint, but then performance and governance should be part of parliamentary work. That would improve. That would be a first step.
And I guess appointment of CEOs which are qualified rather than a political appointee is part of the process.
Then there should be clear limits of authority. Minister can appoint Majlis Mara lah, members. But the CEO of companies, why should the ministers get involved? That should be the people that he appoints, right? The proper, numeration and nomination committee kind of thing, if you want to go into corporate style lah. But I don't... So those are the things that actually should be the first step. It's a small step, but actually it's quite an important step.
Dr. Nung, thanks very much for weighing in on this with us today. That was economist Dr. Nung Sari A. Ruddy talking to us about the problems highlighted from the corruption investigation into Mara Corp, really talking about the broader look and discussion that needs to be held with regard to these types of government-linked agencies.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.